Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 28th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your guest. No, I'm not a guest, I'm the host. I'm the guest of the Anglican Church women, actually. So that's why I'm saying reverse. But anyway, I'm excited today because, again, for the second time, I have the ACW Council President with me. And you know when you're excited to see good people? Because every time she comes here, she's announcing big things that the Anglican Church women are doing. So I'm actually excited to have her here. And she actually brought a guest. So without further ado, I want to introduce Miss Charlene Rogers, who's going to introduce her guest. And then they're going to tell me, why are you all here again? Right? So bring the mic a little closer to you, Miss Rogers, so we can hear what you have to say. And welcome again to Guardian Radio AM.
Thank you for having us again. Mm-hmm. So I am Charlene Rogers, the president of the Anglican Church Women Council. Joining me today is Mrs. Helen Ingram, the treasurer of the ACW Council. And we're here just to talk about our fair that's happening on Saturday at St. John's College grounds. And we are so excited about this fair. We want to invite everyone to come out to this fair.
Well, when you say Anglican Church Women and Fair, it don't be no ordinary fair. It's be like being a social event.
Oh, yes.
So who's be at your events?
Okay.
So you say fair, but I see in social events. So tell me more details about it.
Okay, so you will be able to see our sisters from New Providence, from the Family Islands, members of our church, our clergy, everyone in the community. We are well connected. And so we're just asking all of our ACW sisters, friends, supporters of the ACW to come down to this fair. We do have a nice time planned for you. And this is where you're going to really be able to enjoy a lot of our native foods as well. So,
and I know this is ACW, Anglican Church Women Council. So this is all of the various Anglican churches representative in the body
yes.
who manage the council. I'm trying to understand
yes.
that.
Yes, so it's our branches from mm-hmm. throughout New Providence, the Family Islands. And of course, you know, the ACW also includes the Turks and Caicos Islands. And we are so pleased that our fair, we're going to be supported by our ACM. So they're there to flex their muscles and make sure we have everything in place that we should have.
You all having grill? Because I know the Anglican churchmen have a big grill.
Yes, so we will have some persons who are doing some grill, but we just want to focus a bit on some of the native dishes.
Okay.
And, you know, there will be different formats, whether it's grill, fried, mm-hmm. bake, mm-hmm. etc. You'd find it all. But we're going to have crab and rice, fried fish, fried chicken, conch fritters, crab and dough, pea soup and dough, okra soup, you just name it. We're having it. We're going to have our everything crab. We have our sisters coming down from Nicholstown, Andrus.
Andrus will be in house.
Andrus will be here. Okay, we also have Long Island. Long Island is going to be here. Long Island has a special raffle that's going on.
Look, I can pause you. Because it seems like all of the Anglican Church women is going to be coming, descending to St. John's College for this fair. It seems like that you're
exactly.
trying to tell me.
Yes.
So all of them coming here?
Yes, they're coming. They're coming here.
What about Turks and Caicos? Someone coming
okay,
from there?
Okay, we're expecting to have representation from there as well, too.
This is nice. Just almost like sinning.
Everyone will be down there so at the fair. So please come on down. The entrance fee is $3 for adults and just $1 for children. We will have a kiddies corner for our children as well. So they would be able to enjoy the bouncing castle and other fun items, face painting, etc.
Okay. So let's talk to Ms. Ingram, the treasurer. Now, I know this type of event is the funds are used for special projects. Any particular special projects you all planned for this year or up next year?
Well, actually, we just reestablished a scholarship for Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. So we've just sponsored a young lady to attend the Bishop Michael Lalden School. So that's one of our projects.
Nice.
Yes. And we also do outreach programs. We assist our members when they are in need. And also funds goes towards the bishop to help him to help any family or any church that needs assistance, wherever it may be, whatever may be happening at the church and they need assistance. The bishop, you know, in turn, we help him to help various parishes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands.
I want to hear more about that, right? And when I say hear more about that, I want to know, understand what is Anglican Church Women Council, right? Why does it exist? What's the purpose of it? And Ms. Ingram mentioned that you support the bishop with finances and you say, hey, go there and teach the nation, you know, reach all the nations and stuff like that. So I want to understand your objective of the Anglican Church Women.
Okay, so...
And of course, the council by extension.
Sure. So we are definitely an outreach organization. The women, we get together. There's focus on spirituality, both within our branches and also the outreach to other women outside of the Anglican Communion. We're just a holistic organization where we identify needs that women may face or the community in general. As the treasurer would have indicated, from funds that we receive, we assist, whether it's as a result of the hurricane. So we do have a listing over the past years of persons or some of our family islands or persons right here in New Providence who may have been affected as a result of various hurricanes. And then we know we would have had the pandemic, which would have stretched quite a while. And it's through having fundraisers that we're able to outreach. And we're definitely excited about the reestablishment of the Bishop Markham Educational Scholarship. And the recipient of the scholarship is in the Northern Bahamas. And we chose Northern Bahamas too because of the economic hardship imposed as a result of Hurricane Dorian as well as the pandemic. So we know that has challenged a number of persons and people are still going through. So in our seeking the scholarship recipient, we thought we would go to Northern Bahamas.
And I appreciate that. And I understand why you chose the Northern Bahamas. But let me hear more about that particular scholarship, just in case persons in Grand Bahama, right, want to take advantage of it. How does one subscribe to this and say, hey, let me take advantage of this opportunity?
Okay, so the scholarship, we would have advertised it. We would have had the various academic criteria. We also looked for our Anglican young lady who's active in a church.
So and I'd say you have to be Anglican.
Yes, for this one, okay. Yes. And what we also did, we looked for someone who was attending the public school. And so we gave them the opportunity to have a private education within the Anglican system.
So Anglican and going to a public school.
Yes.
And what grade do they go in exactly?
Okay, so the scholarship is a 3-year scholarship for grades 10 through 12.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know it's the Anglican Women's Council. But do you apply for this scholarship opportunity through the diocese? How does one, like, okay, I know you have a scholarship. I want to be a part of it. How do they go and seek it out?
Okay, so it's one scholarship that is offered for the 3-year term, but the scholarship was widely advertised throughout our churches and schools within the Northern Bahamas, which included, you know, Grand Bahama, Abaco, Berry Islands, etc.
That's good. I appreciate that. So let's go back about this fair.
Yes.
This fair that's happening this Saturday?
This Saturday at St. John's College.
What time?
Okay, so we start at 11 a.m.
11 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. Okay. And the fair goes through to 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay. And I okay, so when I come in at 11 o'clock, are you ready to tell me it's a $3 charge for entry fee for adults? What's for children again?
$1.
$1 for children. Yeah. What can I expect? I'm walking in through the door now. I know St. John's has a sprawl, a big spread, and a lot of space. I expect to see all of the different parishes of women, ACWs represented somehow. Do they have their own booths?
Yes, they will. So just to give you an idea of some mm-hmm. of the booths. So we do have Holy Trinity that will be taking care of the hamburgers and hot dogs. And they'd be having some grilling going on, nachos, etc. And we know that's both adults, but particularly children too, would like those. Then we have St. Gregory's, who will have the ice cream and snow cones and some other ice treats there. Mm-hmm. And then we have Holy Spirit, who will have a variety of pastries. We have St. Agnes, who will be doing cung fritters and some old-fashioned chicken in the bag.
I could be at St. Agnes one. Just
then, so everybody's St. Agnes. And then we have some popcorn and snow cone at another booth. And then we do have another vendor, Sweet Saturdays. That's Miss Angie Brown. Mm-hmm. She will have a variety of home cookery food there for us. And then we do have another vendor that will have known for duff and banana bread. So we're going to have some stuff going on there. And then, of course, we do have, as I mentioned, we have Christ the King, mm-hmm. Richland Park. We have some cooks there that will have a variety of soups. So whether it's okra soup, pea soup, split pea soup, whatever. So we'd have that.
I won't get the price for the soup yet, because I want to know, come prepared. I come to spend some money.
The soup are $15.
Okay, good.
They're $15, okay? And then we have Christ Church Cathedral. They will have all the plants. So you can come down, exotic plants that will be there. And then this All Crab, our sisters from St. Margaret's mm-hmm. In Andrus, okay? They'd have that boot. That's the All Crab boot, so we're looking forward to that. Mm. And then we have Sister Daisy May Hunter mm-hmm. Coming down from Cat Island. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's flour cake, Benny cake, whatever else. Yeah. We have that. Mm-hmm. And then we have St. Ambrose as well. They will have a variety in their home cookery boot. They're going to have kung fritters as well. We have Holy Cross mm-hmm. as well with a variety of pastries as well. So we say, come on down. And then we do have the raffle booth as well. Mm-hmm. So this is where we have the raffle with all things coming from Long Island. So we have leg of lamb. We have, bag of crawfish. We have crab. We have grouper.
It's a raffle?
Yes.
No, for the raffle. We got to pause. Yes. You can't be running through the raffle. Because I saw the raffle book, right? And I said, I saw a kid of fish. I'm sure I saw a kid of fish.
Yes, but yes.
I need you to tell my listening audience what is listed on this raffle ticket. What you win? And how much the raffle ticket costs? Go ahead.
Okay, the raffle tickets are $5.
Only $5?
Yeah. Yes, $5.
I can afford that. Uh-huh. I can buy at least from three of them. Go ahead.
So you can get a book, okay? You can get a book, but we do have, like we say, we have the kid of fish.
The kid of fish.
Yeah, kid of fish. We have crawfish. We have leg of lamb. We have mutton. Everything you can think of.
A whole
about.
Leg of lamb?
Yes, yes.
I get a whole leg of lamb home?
Yes, you can. Yes. So you can prepare for your Sunday dinner. Mm-hmm.
But you just leave me just like that with just that's all the list. The list was a long list.
Yes, it is.
It's a variety of seafood
items.
This is something you participate pork, and you spend your $5 on and you come and win.
Yes.
Nice. But I want to hear more about the family island, right? And especially you being president and your outreach program. How do you get to keep everyone together? Because Long Island far, Andrus far, you are based in New Providence. How do you keep these women together and say, okay, are you ready to work? Because you're all always working.
Okay. Well, we do have our monthly council meetings. And as a council as well, too, we do support. So we're always flying into the Family Islands as they have their various events. They will invite us. We go over. And for certain events, we have like our annual conference sessions. They're here, presidents and vice presidents, seminars. And we normally choose between having it here in New Providence or perhaps hosting it. Last year, we hosted in the Berry Islands. So there's always room for that interaction amongst the ladies.
Excellent. And going back to Ms. Ingram, because I know I can't leave you quiet, right? and stuff. Now, in terms of women joining Anglican Church, Anglican Church Women, right, organization, and are there dues to join to be a member? How does that membership go along?
Oh, yes. There are dues at the individual branches. They pay $5 a month to mm-hmm. be a part of the, we do a fee for each member from the branch level. But then, too, Each branch is responsible for paying the council an annual annual dues as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just a small fee, not just to help with whatever.
And then get a pin, like how you get a pin? I mean, I'm not a woman, but I mean,
well, once you join and you install as a full-fledged member at our conference during the May session, and then mm-hmm. you will be officially installed, and you will be given a pin, like what I have here.
My mother-in-law was very active in Anglican Church Women, and she used to go on the family island for some kind of... Do you also do that?
Yes, we do. We do. Yeah, so you would find in every branch, mm-hmm. there is some form of outreach to the public. So there are times when we would come together, and like I said, we visit family islands, we would join them. Mm-hmm. We just were in Eleuthera, that's what, 2 weekends
nice.
Or so
yes.
ago.
And you didn't bring no pineapples
we had. We had the opportunity.
Oh, you did. It's gone.
We got bigger, but it was a short visit, so we weren't able to get.
When you're going places again, I'm going to invite you along so I can ask for things for you to bring back.
Okay.
Please. I'm just letting you know, putting you on notice.
Okay. That's fine. But we went in, and so we had the opportunity to visit a number of the sick and shut in persons mm-hmm. and the persons within the community. So
nice.
It provides us with an opportunity to really reach out.
You'll continue to do great work, and it says a lot about your leadership and the whole organization in general. And you continue to look out for women in the Bahamas in general, and particularly Anglican women, to make sure that they have opportunities and that you're taking care of them. So I wanted to say I appreciate the effort. And knowing now that your work and the efforts help the bishop and his efforts and his ministry. So I didn't know that. So I appreciate that.
Yes, he's actually the patron of the Anglican Church Women. So like we say, we help by extending that outreach within the diocese.
Good.
So every year there is a offering that we present mm-hmm. at our conference mm-hmm. and it's used for various outreach.
Okay, and before you go, any highlights you want to mention that is happening for the Anglican Church Women I keep on messing up this last council, right? Any special events happening besides this event that happened on Saturday? Yes.
Okay, so we do have in December, we will have our Afternoon of Hope. And that at that Afternoon of Hope, too, that is another fundraiser, or we ask you to bring a love offering. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the main means we want to use to assist in sustaining the scholarship. Like we say, it is a 3-year, so it is a long-term mm-hmm. Process. And we want to do everything to support our recipient mm-hmm. in having a great education within our Anglican school system. Mm-hmm. We know that there are a lot of opportunities there, so we want to make sure that we are sustaining it.
Good.
Young lady seminar.
And then we have, our young lady seminar. That's coming up in October. It will be held in October 28th at St. Gregory's Church, and this is
what
where...
What age for that person?
It's ages 13 through 18
nice.
Years.
Okay.
And so we do have the online scholarship, and this is where we bring together these young ladies, and we would speak to them on various topics. Again, just encouraging them in their walk into adulthood.
You need to come back so you can tell me some more detail on that.
Sure, okay. We will. So that's at St. Gregory's, but we also host this in the Family Islands as well. Okay. So we do have November 4th. Mm-hmm. It will be held in Grand Bahama. So our Grand Bahama churches will be coming together mm-hmm. as well as in Exuma.
Okay. We're about to take a break, and I thank you very much for coming down and explaining what's happening this Saturday. But I want everyone to know again, time, place, where. So I let you go ahead, Madam President. Go ahead.
Okay, so the ACW Fair, that's 11 a.m. at St. John's College, and that is at Bethel Avenue and Bishop Michael Eldon Drive, Stapleton Gardens. Come on down. We start at 11 a.m. We have various dishes. We have the Kiddies Corner. We have a raffle. So come down for the fun and fellowship.
And if people want to contact you earlier to say, hey, I hear you having the fair, but I want some more details. What number to call?
Okay, they can reach me at 376-2340.
You hear that? 376-2340.
40.
Yes. And that was Miss Charlene Rogers, ACW Council President. Of course, we have Miss Helen Ingram, who is the treasurer of that council. But thanks very much for passing by. And do come back again, because I want to hear about that young women's group thing you plan to do.
Young Lady Seminar, yes.
Thanks very much. Yes.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guiding Radio AM, and a lot of events are happening. Actually, we have Ms. Jacqueline Gardner here with me, and she's the president of MG Rebirth, and they're having a Pink Rain Experience Jubilee, right? And that should be happening October 28th, which is later on next month?
Correct. Month? Well, it's almost October.
It's almost October.
Yes.
So I want to start off with, what is this MG Rebirth thing? And then we'll talk about your jubilee.
Okay, so I'm happy you ask. Mm-hmm. MG Rebirth International Ministry is a mentoring ministry mm-hmm. for men, women, boys, and girls. Mm-hmm. So we are all about training persons to become the best version of themselves. So training and educating.
Oh, okay. So how did you manage to have this Pink Rain Experience Jubilee? I understand the ministry that you do have and what your agenda and objective is, right? But you now have an event. How did it transition to an event?
Well, great question. So as a result of us encouraging, training, praying, it is religious-based. Mm-hmm. So it's faith-based. I shouldn't say religious because mm-hmm. we're not religious. We're faith-based, mm-hmm. a spiritual organization. And as a result of having various different events, we encountered persons suffering with cancer. We encountered children that were abused. And so we thought that as a group, we need to do something, mm-hmm. call to action. Mm-hmm. And so I started discussing it with some of the persons and the lady, because of October, it being October that normally we have this event, she was like, okay, an interesting name since it's cancer and we will be dealing with encouraging persons who have cancer, praying for them. Mm-hmm. Let's call it Pink Rain. So dun-da-da-dun.
Pink Rain's birth.
There you go.
So tell me about this Pink Rain Experience Jubilee and why you even need the term Jubilee. Let me understand exactly what will be happening and then walk me through it.
All right. So I am once again glad to walk you through the Pink Rain Experience.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an experience. Mm-hmm. So it's not an event per se. Mm-hmm. It is an experience because lives will be, and we're declaring that in the atmosphere, mm-hmm. positively transformed. Mm-hmm. Whether it's transformed by way of healing mm-hmm. or transformed by means of the
information being received, lives will be transformed. So what has happened this particular year? We have really expanded it. Like I said, normally it would have been us dealing with praying for persons with cancer or encouraging persons with cancer. Mm-hmm. But due to the prevalent situation of child abuse and molestation in our country, we thought it fitting, as we celebrate our 50th anniversary, to bring center stage within Pink Green, and you know, Jubilee means setting free.
Yes.
The setting free of our darlings of our nation. And so we thought this year that we will pause to focus on both cancer and children who have been abused, and just our children in general. Mm-hmm. And we call it Jubilee, like I said, because it's the setting of lives free. Our country celebrated independence, was set free, and there was so much festivities around that. And there is, it's no exception with respect to Pink Green. There are so many activities, festivities planned around this experience. There will be singing.
Go ahead.
There will be, the word will be delivered, so the word is going to be strong and powerful. Mm-hmm. We call her PM, but she's Rosemary Pinner. She is the pastor of Legacy Church. Mm-hmm. Legacy Church is on JFK Drive. And if you know anything about this anointed, powerful woman of God, she knows how to rain it all down, mm-hmm. rain down the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been putting on the atmosphere, even, you know, as it approaches, that it's going to rain. It might be pink, it's raining, but it's going to rain. God's power is going to be felt, and lives will be transformed. So like I said, we're going to have powerful singing. We have groups coming in to sing. Mm-hmm. And then we have persons coming in that knowledge, because we always believe knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. So we want them to walk away more powerful. So God will spiritually change and transform. Mm-hmm. And then we would have the educational aspect. And in that regard, we would have persons from the Jeannie Dean Sharon and Karen Ministry, which is mm-hmm. support group, cancer support group. Sorry, it's not a ministry, it's cancer support group. And we will have persons from Sister. They will be bringing greetings and just a short word of encouragement. And then from the on the aspect of child abuse, we will be having Ms. Hollis, Siobhan Hollis. She is from Save the Children in Bermuda. Mm-hmm. She has an organization. I mean, she's seeing the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. Heavily involved with training of persons who want to assist mm-hmm. in navigating the healing of others who've had that experience. And then at Pink Green, I'll be sharing my own personal story. I'm not going to tell the audience what it's going to be. You have to come.
You got
to
come.
That's the secret there.
Yes.
So I'm going to be sharing my own experience. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just here to sound the alarm that it's going to rain, and you need to be a part of the rain experience.
So this is happening October 20th, right? What time of day is this?
Okay, so October 20th, it is at 8 a.m. in the morning.
20th or 28th?
Sorry, 28.
Eight. Just making sure I get the right date.
Thank you.
I don't want to miss it.
No,
I don't show up early. I don't want to show up early. Okay, go ahead. The 28th, go ahead.
28th at 8 a.m. So 28
October. Early as 8 a.m.?
Early as
how long is the event?
So the event is going to be 2 hours.
2 hours.
But we're going to have an opportunity afterwards, because we're going to serve breakfast.
Breakfast.
Right. We know it's early.
Okay.
So, but we want to make sure that we get the word in, mm-hmm. we get encouragement in, mm-hmm. and then we get some food in. So you, that's total transformation.
I appreciate
mind,
that.
Spirit and soul and body.
Yes, 8 o'clock in the morning, I remember Jesus for the fish and loaves. You make sure feed you while he preach, and I see that you're following suit.
Absolutely. He's our example,
yes.
And we want to follow it perfectly,
yes.
as far as possible.
Yes. And who should be attending? Who are encouraging to be here, be there, to have this experience, this Pink Green experience?
I love the way you ask your questions, because they are the questions that we want to answer. So thank you so very much. So any and everyone, I'm telling you from this perspective, if you look at cancer in the Bahamas, there is not a home.
Yes.
There's not a home that has not been impacted mm-hmm. by this menace. And that's what I call it, a menace that our country needs to be rid of, and it needs to be rid of now mm-hmm. and soon. Mm-hmm. And so if you personally have been impacted by cancer, or you have a relative, a friend, a neighbor, you need to be there. Because like I said before, we will be imparting information
and
knowledge, and better yet, healing will be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We've been preparing. We have an intercessory, we have intercessors that are standing in the gap, even as I am on this radio station. The prayers have started. It really will start in earnest October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, let's get the ball ringing. So we are praying, believing God. We are expecting God to show up. And you know what happens with great expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's great expectation, God shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you. So that's one. And that's a whole. That's the whole of the Bahamas. That's one aspect of it.
Yes.
And then with respect to our darlings, if you are a teacher, we have sent communication out to our homes. And we've already started receiving the response indicative that we are on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
So we've sent out to all our homes, the children, our darlings in the homes. They will be joining us. If you have children in the school, students, our students are coming. They are coming with our with uniforms on.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we want to do is we want to award that school with the most amount of children in uniform.
Great.
Okay? Because uniform is order and God deals with divine order.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it fitting to give a special prize to the school with the most students wearing uniform. So teachers, headmistresses, I hope you're listening. Your school need to be a part of this experience. Like I said, it's not an event. It is an experience. And if you want your students to be positively transformed, have them there.
Where is this experience?
Oh, now, where is it? It is located at Legacy Church, the powerful, mighty Legacy Church.
Where is that?
It's in the 242 on JF Kennedy Drive.
I'm going to picture it in my head, so you know I got to slow down,
okay,
right? So I can drive and see it.
Zoom.
I'm on John F. Kennedy Drive now, next to what tree?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on John F. Kennedy Drive. You go around the roundabout. You keep on the roundabout where Fusion.
Okay.
Take that roundabout on the other side as if you're heading towards Red Cross.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And it is the corner just, you know, that little small tiny corner before the Red Cross building.
I see it now on the left-hand side next to the Red Cross for the church. Right there.
You have eyes.
The big compound.
Eyes and you can see.
Yes.
That's exactly where it is.
Yes.
It's a big church, meaning that it can hold
All kind of space. Every and anybody could fit inside it. No excuses.
I love the way you're talking. Yes. And that's why we're inviting the entire Radio Bahamas. And if you want to fly in, feel free.
Yes.
We want you there. So it's going to be an awesome, powerful, impactful, anointed experience. Everyone needs to be there.
You spoke about abused children as one of the, or the healing process, I think is a better word, of persons who've been affected in that way, right? In your experience, in your outreach ministry, is that an issue here in the Bahamas?
Well, that is, I'll tell you this, that is far too common. And from our experience, and this is where I become a little bit emotional, right?
Mm-hmm.
From our experience with dealing with children, we recognize that a lot of children find it difficult locating persons that they can trust.
A safe space.
A safe space. And so MG Rebirth wants to be that safe space for some of those children. We have as an arm of our ministry something called Kids Connection. And when you look at Kids Connection, is likewise is the children arm of MG Rebirth International Ministry. And as we work with those children, we play with those children, and we see our darlings, and we see how vulnerable they are, innocent they are. And to think that someone, somewhere, would come into their lives, violate an innocent child that simply wants to play. That's it. Simply wants to be loved and simply want to play. It is, we find it very devastating, and we have watched some of those children with heads bowed low. And because we've done the training to recognize the signs, we can tell you by just looking at some of those children that they've been through that kind of experience. And so we want to place them in this forum with, and it's not just going to be children who are abused, it's going to be children throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. But we think, once again, knowledge is power. And so we want to empower our children how to say no, and then how to identify adults that they can trust.
So who is MG Rebirth partnering with? I know you give me a list of names, but the aspects that you are concentrating on is so important, right, for all Bahamians. So I want to know who is partnering to make sure this machinery that you're doing is percolating and working to support.
Okay, so we have, like I say, it's an organization. It's a nonprofit organization with a broad spectrum of individuals from various walks in life. So we have the professional, the accountants, we have the social worker, we have the pastors. And so we are ensuring that we as a ministry is equipped to meet the demand. But beyond that, we've expanded it to include, we're working in conjunction with Legacy Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And that's another powerful ministry. We have persons, like I said, we've reached out to Save the Children organization. She is partnering. We have a whole group of counselors and trained individuals, part of other organizations.
So that the counselors will be there.
Concerts, yes, we plan to have concerts there. So we're not bringing these kids and leaving them, just giving them information. We want to make sure that we have persons with compassion. Mm-hmm. That's a big one of there. Mm-hmm. And the confidentiality, mm-hmm. Those kind of things. And the experience mm-hmm. to deal with such a responsibility. And that's what I call it. I see it as an awesome responsibility now to assist our darling children in moving towards the light. Because I can tell you, being abused, and that's what these kids think, that being a lot of them, that you get identified by your experience. Mm-hmm. So now for some of those individuals, they look, as opposed to seeing it as that they had a damaging experience, they're looking at themselves and saying, I am damaged. Mm. And we want to rip that whole ideology off and let them know that they are the righteous planting of a powerful God that loves them and sees them just where he or she is. Mm-hmm. And that God is able to navigate that journey. That you are not damaged. You had a damaging experience. You just simply need healing. Mm-hmm. Once you are healed, you will be transformed. And in that transformation, you will continue to grow into the best version of yourself. And then you will take up the mission that is the mission of MG Rebirth, to train followers to become leaders. So as you follow us, we'll point you to the great leader, God. And then when you follow him, he will empower you. Despite your age, for the kids, we all have inside of us greatness and the ability to lead. Now, they might be leading from a young age, from this level, but they are not just the leaders of tomorrow, you know. They are the leaders of today. A child is so impactful. When a child shares his or her testimony, lives change. Powerful. And so hence we are having this experience to help that transformation to take place in the lives of children everywhere.
If someone out there wants to partner with you, wants to assist, I know you have breakfast for that day. They are persons who are counselors, persons who want to say, I want my child be there, or I want to be there, or I want to lend support because I went through cancer and I am a survivor and I want to roar and say, hey, I'm making it, right?
Yes.
how can they be part of this experience?
Okay, so great question again. So Radio Bahamas, we do need extra counselors. So if you're interested in having a powerful impact on children, and it can be from the children perspective or a person suffering from cancer, please, please contact us. I'll give you the contact at the end. We don't need just counselors. We plan to have breakfast for a large amount of individuals. And so we need persons to partner with us, whether you can give us some breakfast items, food, drinks. We're calling Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. Purity Bakery, any and everyone. Vendors, we need your help in feeding what we know will be mm-hmm. a great multitude because mm-hmm. we're calling it out.
So like it's not too late for vendors to come and say, hey,
absolutely.
I can
it's perfect timing. Mm-hmm. October is a couple of days away. And so we are reaching out to vendors. So when we do, please, please say yes to us. Yes. That's what we're praying for. Mm-hmm. But before we reach out, be proactive.
Yes.
Reach out to us.
So how are you getting in contact with you?
So 357-8383.
Do it again.
So let me go. 357-8383. That's the telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can contact us via email. JV as in Victor Gardiner, GARDINERS, the number 1@gmail.com. Can I go over that just one more time?
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you. I love you already. J as in Jesus, V as in Victory, Gardiner, GARDINER, put an S on that, the number 1@gmail.com. Please call us.
I'm a social media person.
Yes.
I live on Facebook. Anyone know me says, I used to live on Facebook, right? What's your Facebook page? I hear you call no social media page.
Oh, my goodness. Facebook page, and I'm on it constantly, you know.
Yeah.
So it's Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, .Gardiner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, 184. That's mm-hmm. my Facebook. And then for the ministry, it's MG Rebirth Ministry International. We're constantly on Facebook. And I'm glad you mentioned that because what we need you to do is we need you to share our flyer.
Yes.
Share our flyer. Like our page, share our flyer, and then determine that you're going to be there, you're going to bring someone with you, and then you're going to support with your finances. We really need, like I said, it's a lot of persons to feed. We need finances and we need counselors. So for those of you in social services, I know that you work all through the week with, you know, but this is your opportunity because here is the big blessing you would receive. Not only are you coming to bless the lives of others, I promise you, you get there. If you are tired, if you are hungry, if you are discouraged, this is a guarantee. Satisfaction guaranteed. You get there, you will be filled because it's going to rain.
Pink rain.
Pink rain.
There you have it.
There
I'm speaking with Ms. Jacqueline Gardner, who's the president of MG Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And she having an experience, the
yes.
Pink Rain Experience Jubilee, which is happening on October 28, 2023. It's going to be at 8 a.m. And give me the church and where that located again.
The Legacy Church on J.F. Kennedy Drive. Right next to the Red Cross building. It's that same little small corner. Once you turn through that corner, you will see the huge edifice. Big church, big yard, waiting for you.
And who should be attending this event?
Any and everyone should be there.
Yes. And we're basically concentrating on what again?
We are concentrating on our little darlings, our children, and especially those who've been exposed to some form of abuse. You need to have them in the house because there would be deliverance in the house. Those with cancer, especially whether you're related to someone with cancer or you are battling this illness or disease, you need to be in the house. There will be healing in the house. There will be information in the house. There will be transformation in
and
the house.
How long is the event?
The event is basically 2 hours, and afterward we'll have breakfast, and then you can hang around and just socialize.
Socialize and fellowship. For
there you go.
And thank you very much.
My
again,
pleasure.
Earlier we had the Anglican Church Women Council. The president was Miss, just see how my name gone. It was Miss Rogers. Charlene
Tim
Rogers. And of course, we had the treasurer who was Miss Helen Ingram. And they have an event also on Saturday, this Saturday at St. John's College, starting at 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., where Everybody who's Anglican will be out in mass. They have all kind of food. I mean, every food, the delicacies of the Bahamas will be there. Whatever you see, you can eat. There's an entrance fee of $3 for adults, $1 for children. They have a kiddies corner for that also. So we want you just to show up again for this Saturday at St. John's College, starting at 11 o'clock, particularly if you're Anglican. But of course, they want the wider Bahamas to attend because it's going to be a great event. It's our fair, how big it is. And of course, again, we have Jacqueline Gardner, who's here with me right now, who is the president of MG Rebirth. And of course, they remind you that on October 28th, they have the Pink Rain Experience Jubilee. And then she wants you to get in contact with her, just in case you want to partner with her. And also, in case you want to see that flyer, where can you find that flyer again?
It's on Facebook. Please, please, Jackie.Gardner 184. Like our page, share the page, and it's on MG Rebirth International Ministry. Friends, it's going to rain.
It's going to rain pink.
Pink. Thank you for reminding me. Pink, pink, pink.
Yes. This has been Garden Radio AM. Of course, my name is C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.